June 27. If you can take your troubles as they come, if you can maintain your calm and composure amid pressing duties and unending engagements, if you can rise above the distressing and disturbing circumstances in which you are set down, you have discovered a priceless secret of daily living. Even if you are forced to go through life weighing down by some unescapable misfortune or handicap, and yet live each day as it comes with poise and peace of mind, you have succeeded where most people have failed. You have wrought a greater achievement than a person who rules a nation. Have I achieved poise and peace of mind? Meditation for the day. Take a blessing with you wherever you go. You have been blessed, so bless others. Such stores of blessings are awaiting you in the months and years that lie ahead. Pass on your blessings. Blessing can and does go around the world, passed on from one person to another. Shed a little blessing in the heart of one person. That person is cheered to pass it on. And so God's vitalizing, joy-giving message travels on by a transmitter of God's blessings. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may pass on my blessings. I pray that they may flow into the lives of others. Achieving harmony. When a pianist learns a new piece of music, or he or she does not sit down and instantly play it perfectly. I don't even think I said the sentence perfectly. When a pianist learns to play a new piece of music, he or she does not sit down and instantly play it perfectly. A pianist often needs to practice each hand's work separately to learn the feel, to learn the sound. One hand picks out a part until there is a rhythm and ease in playing on what is difficult. Then the musician practices with the other hand, picking through the notes one by one until that hand learns its tasks. When each hand has learned its part, the sound, the feel, the rhythm, the tones, then both hands can play together. During the time of practice, the music may not sound like much. It may sound disconnected, not particularly beautiful, but when both hands are ready to play together, music is created. A whole piece comes together in harmony and beauty. When we begin recovery, it may feel like we spend months, even years, practicing individual, seemingly disconnected behaviors in the separate parts of our life. We take our new skills into our work, our career, and begin to apply them slowly, making our work relationships healthier for us. We take our skills into our relationships, sometimes one relationship at a time. We struggle through our new behaviors in our love relationships. One part at a time, we practice our new music note by note. We work on our relationship with our higher power, our spirituality. We work on loving ourselves. We work at believing we deserve the best. We work on our finances, on our recreation, sometimes on our appearance, sometimes on our home. We work on feelings, on beliefs, on behaviors, letting go of the old, acquiring the new. We work and work and work. We practice. We struggle through. We go through one extreme to the other and sometimes back through the course again. We make a little progress. We go backward and then go forward again. It may seem all disconnected. It may not sound like a harmonious, beautiful piece of music, just isolated notes. Then one day, something happens. We become ready to play with both hands, to put the music together. what we have been working toward, note by note, becomes a song. That song is a whole life, a complete life, a life in harmony. The music will come together in our life if we keep practicing the parts. Today, I will practice my recovery behaviors through the individual parts of my life. I trust that one day, things will come together in a full, complete song. It is I. I first become aware of myself as self, as Pascal reads, man is only a reed, the feeblest reed in nature, but he is a thinking reed. When I was 7 or 8 years old, we lived in an apartment on East 82nd Street in New York. My bedroom window looked out on the court, and I could see into the apartments across the way. One evening, when I was looking out, I saw a woman undressing by her open window. She took off her dress, stretched, stood there in her slip, not moving, not doing anything, just standing there, being. And that was my moment of awareness, of ontology, that woman across the court who did not know me and whom I did not know was a person. She had thoughts of her own. She was. Our lives would never touch. I would never know her name. And yet it was she who revealed to me my first glimpse of personhood. When I woke up in the morning, the wonder of that revelation was still with me. There was a woman across the court, and she had dreams and inner conversations which were just as real as mine and which did not include me. But she was there. She was real. And so, therefore, was everybody else in the world. And so, therefore, was I. I got out of bed and stood in front of the mirror and for the first time looked at myself consciously. I, too, was real, standing there, thin and gawky in a white nightgown. I did more than exist. I was. That afternoon, when I went to the park, I looked at everybody I passed on the street, full of the wonder of their realness.